On a chilly, misty morning, as the rain pattered into the puddles in his trench, a young man sat alone and dreamed of the lost city of Gondolin. All around him were death and devastation. Thick black mud filled the bottom of the trench, so clinging and oozy that you could be stuck in it for hours. A rat scurried past, sleek and satisfied. Then another, as big as a cat. But the young man barely noticed, lost in his thoughts. A few yards away, the other men were brewing tea. They all wore the same brown-green uniforms, so dirty they might have been creatures from beneath the earth, dwarves from some underground realm. Their faces were grimy, their eyes hollow. After months at the front, they had seen things they could never have imagined. The young man looked up. The hammering of the guns had started up once more. Doom, 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 again and again and again. Over the top of the trench, he knew, was a scene of utter horror. Splintered trees and shattered bodies. Dying grasses and rotting reeds. Pools choked with ash. Dead things, dead faces in the water. Yet for a brief, precious moment, it was as if he had stepped through a door and left the mud and misery far behind. He saw a magical island, glittering in the western sea. He saw kings and wizards, elves and goblins. He saw three jewels, burning with the light of the gods. A dragon, coiled around its glittering treasure. A great mountain kingdom, hewn from the rock.